That's the opening melody to On the Street Where You Live from Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers, which included at the time Johnny Griffin and Bill Hardman on trumpet, for good reason.
Our topic, the top 25 neighborhoods in Denver, as written by 5280 Magazine, here to call it as she sees it, Jessica LaRusso from the magazine. Good morning, Jessica.
Morning, Steve.
Good morning.
Hey, let's talk about this in the May issue, Best Neighborhoods 2016 in Denver. First, your methodology.
Yeah, so this is primarily meant to be a real estate list. So the factor we weigh the heaviest is the year-over-year change in home values.
And up is better.
And up is better. Okay. Yeah, but it's interesting to, you know, kind of let people know which neighborhoods are coming up, which might be leveling off, and pretty rare in this market, but which ones might actually be going down. So 35% of our methodology is composed of those statistics.
And we've got a few category leaders in this housing issue here. Who's out in front?
You know, Elyria Swansea actually was our highest percentage increase in those home values.
Elyria Swansea, right
yeah.
here. Right, okay.
Yeah, which might...
Globeville, that whole area?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Yeah, Globeville's a separate right. You know, neighborhood technically.
Sure.
Long
right depressed and downtrodden and beat up on, and here they are showing some value for people that were able to hang on to their property.
Yeah, sure. And yeah, so home values there went up 35% in the last year, which is just massive. But, you know, the good news is for those home buyers out there, the average price is still just $214,000, mm-hmm. which, you know, for Denver right now is pretty affordable.
Well, you are ranking all these, at least, how many neighborhoods have you
looked at? There were 71.
Okay. Lots of homework for Jessica LaRusso and the staff at 5280.com. Who comes out as the quote-unquote winner?
Let's see. Number one on this year's list...
She
was
turns
Congress
to
pay, Park. Pay, yeah.
Congress Park on page
yeah,
81.
Which, yeah,
Congress
you,
Park.
Not a huge surprise there. A really classic Denver neighborhood. You know, very family friendly. Have some good retail options.
Right in center of the city.
Yep.
And its sale price. It's real estate. That's what pushes them above.
In addition
to some other factors.
And another one, big one we consider is crime. Mm. That accounts for 30% of the score. So you know that's a pretty big part of it. And 15% for school rankings. 20% is an X factor.
Yeah. Now, why did Washington Park get an X factor of 9.5?
Yeah. Well, it's a classic for a reason. Our X factor score is kind of a catch-all, but you know, really, it's some of those intangibles. Like, how does a neighborhood feel when you walk into it? You know, do you want to take an afternoon stroll? Mm. Big mature trees, nice sidewalks. But it also, you know, takes into consideration, what are your restaurant options? What are your retail options? Is there a park nearby? Can you walk to the light rail? All that stuff that, you know, a lot of people are looking for in their urban neighborhood.
Carlos, a lot of neighborhoods to look at. You're looking at the top 25.
Yeah, I'm just amazed, just like from a few streets from one neighborhood to the other, how much the average price, sale price of a home jumps. Like, for example, we were just talking about Congress Park, which is the average sale price, $487,000 and some change. And then on the other side of Colorado Boulevard, Hilltop neighborhood, wow. I mean, it's over $1 million for a home there.
Yeah,
one of my
favorite examples of that that on our list this year is number 20, which is Virginia Village.
Uh-huh.
Really close to University Park and Belcaro, but the homes there are, you know, up to $500,000 cheaper.
Wow.
Than those neighboring areas. So that's a really good one to look at, I think, for people.
You don't just list the top 25, but all 71 are ranked according to a percent increase in real estate, crime, schools, and X factor. 5 points still looks to be under the radar a little bit, maybe a little undervalued, maybe still a good buy.
Yeah, so, you know, home prices went up 7% in 5 points last year, which, you know, sounds pretty good, but in this crazy market we have going on, that's only good enough to be 57th out of the 71 neighborhoods. And with an average sale price of $424,000, it's still, you know, it's not exactly a steal anymore,
yeah.
But, you know, the X factor, you know, is on the rise. There's a lot of exciting stuff.
I can remember the day, not that long ago, in this neighborhood here,
right.
In 5 points where, man.
You could get it. You
well,
could
first
get
of all,
it
a lot of places that weren't even occupied and so forth. Wow, what a change.
Jessica LaRusso from 5280 Magazine, 5280.com. You know, some neighborhoods do not want to be on this list at all. They want to keep their secret, and now it's just all out in the open.
Yep. We're just blowing up everybody's spots here.
Okay. Jessica LaRusso, 5280.com. It's in the May issue of 5280 on the stands. Thanks for joining us again.
Yeah, thanks for having me.